All right, dude. How are you? What's going on? I'm excited to have you here, man. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit. I love your music. I think you're a great guitar player. I'm just really stoked. So thanks for coming to hang with me.
Appreciate it. Absolutely, man.
Course.
Absolutely.
So today we're hanging out with David Lewis. He is out of Texas, which I feel like has been a really, if you've been listening week in and week out, it has been a trend as of recent. They've had a lot of Texas guys on here. And I love that. That's great for me. That's fantastic. So to add
I saw
another.
you and Hayden Baker did one recently.
Yeah. And
So
it's so funny because I've been following you for a while, but Hayden was like, dude, check out this David Lewis kid. I was like, oh, I know that name. Because I remember when you're, because I started listening to your record when it came out in 2019.
oh,
And I was like,
really?
oh, this kid's great. But then, like, I don't know what happened. Like, I listened to a ton of music. Like, I didn't even know that you put these two songs out, right? So I
Yeah.
was like, oh, I do know that guy. Where do I know him from? So yes. So Hayden's a good guy. I've known Hayden for a few years. He's a great
Yeah,
guy. I think he's
that's
fantastic.
awesome.
Yeah. How do you know him?
So, oh my gosh, this goes back to, man, I think it was the beginning of college for me, or maybe even high school, but I met him. Well, first I'd been following him on social media for a while, and then finally I had a show and we crossed paths at Fort Bend County Fair here in the Houston area. And I was playing on stage outside and he was playing in the clubhouse inside. And so then we even got to jam a little bit together, and that was the first time we met like in person. And then ever since then, man, we've been writing together and hanging together and jamming. So
That's awesome, man. That's
it's been
cool.
good. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, he's a good
he's a
guy.
good guy to have, and he's got a good music head. I think it's awesome. And what I love about him, and I've said this to him, and so people know this, but I love that he really pays attention to his like owning in on his or honing in on his instrument craft, right? Because like
Oh,
he's
dude.
like obviously writing the lyrics is one thing, but
Yeah.
he also basically speaks a whole other language in a song by being able to play the guitar. And I think you do a really good job of that as well. But and I feel like that's really lost. But it's cool to have a guy like that where you can like bounce guitar ideas off of.
Oh yeah. Dude, that guy, every time I get with him, he's got something new to show,
Yeah.
something he's working on, and I'm just like, "Golly, dude. I can't do that. That's
I know.
insane."
That's
He's
amazing.
crazy on the guitar, dude.
That's awesome. So
That's
you're
the stuff that
22, right? You're 22 years old.
23 now.
23. Look at
Yeah.
you. I
Yeah,
love it.
dude.
I love it. I love it. You know,
Yeah.
it's funny because I'm only 25. So, but what's funny is like, as of recent, so I like made this joke for you. So I graduated college when like COVID first started, right? So like it was kind of a weird time to graduate college, especially up here. I'm sure it was a lot different there, but especially around here, it was like really weird. So I like made this joke the other day to my buddies. I was like, man, I feel like I'm still 22 years old. I feel like so much time has went in such a short amount of time. And
Yeah.
like, I still feel like I'm 22 because we all got delayed in life, right? But what I'm trying to say is that I feel like after you turn 21, all the other birthdays are like, okay, whatever.
Oh, dude, I was about to say, I still feel 21. Like, I
Yeah.
don't feel 23.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Right.
it's
You
a
know what I'm
weird.
saying?
No, I hear you.
And
It's
everything just
weird.
gets a little bit more boring, right? And it's just like, 21 was great. 21 was
Yeah.
great. And I'm sure 30
Right.
is going to be like a moment where you're just like, oh crap, 30. But everywhere in
Yeah.
between, you're just like, what's, okay, great. Happy birthday.
Man, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
It
I
does
love
feel that way. I get what you're saying though.
it. All right. So
Absolutely.
you're 23. That's great. You're an old soul and we're going to get all into that. But before we do, I want to, kind of backtrack, but I want to start from like why you found yourself here, right? Like you said, you went to high school, you graduated high school, and you graduated college, right? Those are a lot of things that guys in music, I mean, they graduate high school. Usually they don't always graduate college, right? So like I kind of want to know your story and how you found yourself here doing music in
Yeah.
Texas today.
Well, man, I started at a young age and really started performing when I was about 10 years old and didn't start doing it like, okay, I want to do this till I was in high school.
Yeah.
And formed my own little country band there in Belleville, Texas, town I grew up in, and just playing at dance halls and fairs and stuff like that.
Nice.
And then graduated high school and looking at colleges, and a lot of musicians that I'd known at the time didn't go to college. I know a ton that didn't go to college. And it was like, well, my parents had a big influence on that too. They were like, no, you should get a degree, in which, I wouldn't change anything for the world. But looking back, I'm glad I did it. Anyway, graduated high school and then went to college to go get a degree. And I wanted a degree in like music, you know, and some sort of music engineering, something like that. Then my parents then persuaded me to get something a little more stable. So I did construction, which super glad I did that. Met some of the best friends I'll ever have there.
Yeah.
And even got to meet my wife through that.
Nice.
And anyways, that was a cool journey, you know, but then still doing music all throughout college.
Yeah.
And then now just graduated college this past year and been doing it full time since this past January, man. So
sweet, dude.
It's really cool to... It's an interesting shift between, you know, doing school,
yeah,
you know, your whole life. And then now you're okay. You're out there and you got to do, this is what you're doing.
Yep.
You know?
No more homework, right?
Exactly.
No
Well,
homework,
yeah, I don't miss that. Absolutely not.
Exactly. It's like, you're just doing the thing and you're loving doing it. Now, what I'll say is this, is that I'm a really firm believer is in, depending on what you're doing in life, you don't always need a college degree. You can do what you love for the rest of your life and you don't need a college degree. This is coming from a guy who graduated from college, right? But I do think that it is important to have a foundation, and that's exactly what your parents wanted you to do. And I respect that. I think that's great. But what I think is awesome too, right, is during that 4 years, you didn't just stop and wait. You kept building your craft. You kept working up. And I think that Texas has a lot to do with that, and it allows you to do that. Than some other areas, right? Which is really beneficial for you. But I think it's great you were playing your college jam, right? Like, I think it's great you were going to school and you were still playing music because you knew that that's what you were going to do after college anyway. So essentially, you're just doing an internship, right? That is just playing music in college. And I'm sure your buddies came out, right? Like, I'm sure that was like a big thing. What was so? This is what I've been told. As a guy, I don't play music. I don't write songs. I am not musically talented in the slightest bit. I just love it. So, but what people say is, when you start playing like in college or like wherever you might be playing, your friends really pack out because they're really into it. But then, you know, a few months go by and you still do it after a couple of years and then it gets smaller and smaller. Was that true?
I mean, I had a lot of support from my friends, definitely in the beginning, because I came out with that album in 2019, and that's right when I started college.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, during school, and it's expensive to make an album too. So I hadn't released songs till, you know, this past year. And so I could see a little bit of dwindle. You know, it's like, yeah, there he goes again. He's going off, you know, doing some stuff, you know.
I'll catch him next month. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But, still, they were supportive and had my back, so that was cool.
So do all your friends when you guys were growing up and you know, riding around and doing whatever you were doing, like, would you always turn country music on, or were you listening to a bunch of different stuff?
Dude, that's the only genre I know, and
That's
that's
awesome, man. That's
yeah,
awesome.
like it happens all the time. People are asking me,
oh,
you
that's
know,
so awesome.
It's like I just no.
That's sweet. Because
I
I'm
don't
that
know.
way now. I'm that way now in life, dude. Like,
Really?
that's how I am now. I mean, I listen to other stuff. Like, I do like classic rock and things of that nature. But like, for the most part, like people are like, man, do you listen? Like my brother, right? For example, and he'll be like, you don't know music because you don't know anything else. I was like, I don't want to know anything else, man. I just want to know this. Like I just want to live, breathe, and die this. This is what I care about. And like this, and this is what I love. And like, nothing's going to change that, right? So the fact that that's how you really feel and you're not putting on some sort of front, like, you know what, man, like, I love Brooks and Dunn, I love George Strait, I love, I don't, God knows who, right? Like, we can go down the line, and then like, you can say all that all you want, and then you get in your truck with your friends, you're listening to like a bunch of rap music just because, you know, you want to change your pace, right? I love that you really live your brand. I think it's cool.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I love it, dude.
That's awesome, man.
Simply
That's
that. I love
Do
it.
you, what is your go-to album?
My go-to, it's probably Brad Paisley, man.
Oh yeah, nice. You
I
Texas
think
guys, man. You love Brad Paisley.
I know, I know.
I do too.
I think it's Fifth Gear. Fifth Gear,
Oh,
that album.
have at it. I'm a Mud on the Tires guy, but I'll take Fifth Gear.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Mud on the Tires is a close second. I remember summer 2015. I had that CD, the CD in the truck. Every song memorized for summer, dude. That album, it's got nostalgia in me, man.
I'm a Mud on the Tires guy all
dude,
day,
it's
all
great.
day. It's so funny because I went to school in Connecticut, which was and like outside of Hartford, which is very urban area. And I would, be in the shower in my apartment and whatever, and I'd be listening to that album. My roommates and my friends would come home, and I'd come out of the shower and like, man, what the fuck are you listening to, dude? What are you listening to? And my one buddy, when we were freshmen in college, picked up the guitar for the first time, and now he's like an insane guitar player. But he
Oh,
picked it up
really?
when we were 18, 19 years old. So I'm like, dude, listen to this album, listen to the way he plays guitar, and then tell me that it's not great. And he listened to it and he's like, okay, never mind. I take
I
it
can't
back.
turn away from it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, dude.
It's just insane. I
Yeah,
love
dude.
it. It's my
Yeah.
favorite, man. So good. So good. So do you being in Texas, right? I talk about this a lot when I talk to guys from Texas, and I think that this is a really important aspect of country music and just a part of the genre and regions of the genre, right? In Texas, obviously, there are a lot of Texas regional based artists that do very well in Texas, don't usually go out very far and kind of just stay in that range. And they make a really fine living, and they do amazing, right? For me, like some of my favorites, obviously Cody Johnson is, I think, everyone's modern day favorite, right? Because how can you not? Like I love the guy. He's like one of my heroes. But besides that, there's guys. So there's obviously Cody, and then there's guys like Josh Ward. Love Josh Ward. Obviously Aaron Watson's a huge one. Jake Worthington. Yeah, that's he's a whole other level. That's a whole other conversation. But Jake Worthington, but there's a ton of artists right out of Texas that have done really well, that are considered independent Texas artists, right? Do you have any of those that you look up to and you say, like, oh, this guy did it this way, why can't I do it this way too?
Man, I think the big one's Cody Johnson. I
Yeah,
mean,
of course.
everybody wants to be and do what that guy did. I mean,
Everyone.
it's just that's the dream.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know a ton of guys who just stay in Texas and make a good living doing it
Yeah.
too, you know.
Is that something that you want to do, or do you want to branch?
Man, I want to branch.
Nice.
I really do. I love to travel first off, and just going, making memories and making stories, man, and just playing out of state. I love seeing the country, and every chance I get to play, you know, out of state, I'm gonna take it too, you know. But don't get me wrong, I mean, Texas is great. You make good money down here. It's local. You know, a lot of band members that I have are from this area, so it's hard for them to travel too, you know. But yeah, if I get the opportunity to branch out, I definitely would love to do that.
Amazing. I think that there is something to be said about like staying in your little bubble because it's comfortable. But I also think that to take the risk and to see what the rest of the country music world has to offer out there is also really important. And then you obviously meet other people there, and there's other sounds that come out of different areas of the country that could really benefit you in terms of your writing or the way maybe you go into a place, like, oh, this guy's playing this a certain way. That's kind of cool. Like, why can't I do that? So I think there's a lot of benefit to that as well. But what I'm trying to get at is like I think it's good that you want to expand out, right? But I also just think there's nothing wrong with wanting to just make your because like we talk about Cody, right? Cody Johnson played in Texas for 10 years before really anyone nationwide knew who he was. Now I did, but that's besides the point. I've been listening to Cody Johnson since I was freaking 14, 15 years old. You know what I mean? But I've been listening to freaking This Is You for God knows how many years, where the black cover album where he that was such a good record. But anyway, like that's what I'm trying to say is that there are guys that do it for so long and then they break out and they just blow up because it's like, okay, where have these guys been, right? What are your thoughts on in terms of your sound and where you're pulling your sound from and especially like the songs you put out this year, Bring the Rain, I think is a fantastic song.
Thanks.
Really, really, really good. But then on the other side, you have Hard to Hold a Bottle, right? Which is like a totally different vibe. So like where are you pulling your sound from? I'm not saying you're trying to mimic anyone, but like who are you listening to where you're like, okay, I'm gonna do certain things a certain way because this is how I like to do it.
Well, ultimately, like whenever I sit down to write a song, I want to make sure that it's country music. you know, my kind of country music, where it's like, you know, the 80s, 90s prime country, you know. That's what I first think of when I start writing melodies, you know. Is this, I mean, standard, you know, three chords and the truth, man. I live on that too. But also I want it to be unique. Like, I'm not gonna do the standard, like, 1-4-5, you know. I'm gonna change it up and make it my own. But then, you know, as far as lyrics go, sometimes I like to make it more, you know, relevant to today's audience too. You know, I also, because I don't want to be just an old soul with everything, because then it kind of blocks my limits, I feel like, you know, it limits me. So yeah, I mainly come up with just a country melody, you know, something that will really resonate. Then with the lyrics, I try to make it relatable to everybody. And really, when I start writing, it could be about anything. Like, literally, Bring the Rain, I'll never forget, man. It was like 2 a.m. It was raining that night, and I was back home in Belleville, and I had literally sat there for hours trying to come up with a melody, and I thought I had the melody, and it was the exact melody of Love Me by Colin Ray. And I was like, gosh dang it, like I can't take that, you know. So I scratched the whole thing, started over, and then just started singing about rain that was outside, you know. And so, like, it's just, and I got to, and I went to sleep, woke up the next morning, wrote it in like 30 minutes. You
That's
know, it
awesome.
was one of those crazy writing experiences where it just like falls out, you
And
know.
those are the best songs, the ones that fall
Oh,
out.
yeah, dude, it was surreal. It was crazy.
That's amazing.
But yeah, I love that song's really special to me. But then, you know, Hard to Hold a Bottle, you know, I love me a good barn burner too, and
Sure.
honky tonk, you know, vibe. So it was cool, because I had just started dating my wife at the time, and came up with the hook, It's Hard to Hold a Bottle, Holding On to You, because I wasn't even 21 yet, and you know, I don't drink much. And so it was just like that's kind of funny how, you know. Yeah.
Yeah,
And
I
so
love it.
I started writing a song about that, and then
That's
that's how
so
that one
great.
came to life. And yeah, man. So it really just depends. But my main concern is just keeping it country.
That's
So
awesome. I think it's great. How do you so there's two things I want. One thing I want to say, and then I want to ask you a question. It's so funny that you mentioned, you know, the Love Me melody, because there have been guys. Now listen, I've been sitting here talking to my computer every single week for almost like over 3 years. We're closing in on 4 years sometime soon. And there's been so many stories about how guys write songs and how they the things that they do and how they get inspiration. Like, I've heard it all, right?
yeah.
And the one thing that I've heard that makes a lot of sense is that some there's this one person, I can't remember who it was, but they said they don't listen to the radio basically ever because they don't want to get a melody stuck in their head, because when
Right,
they're
dude.
writing, like they'll be like, oh, this sounds great, but they won't realize they heard it somewhere else and they'll just start writing it. And
It
they're like,
happens all the time.
yeah.
It happens all the time with me. Whenever there's a new song out, dude, the melody will be stuck. And then when I go sit down to write, I accidentally start writing that song.
But that's a double-edged sword, because like we love listening to music, right? So you don't want to not listen to music, but then you're just like, oh, I've heard this before. It's crazy. I don't know. When someone told that to me once, I was like, oh, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Insane. Insane. So what I want to ask you is, you know, you mentioned you want to keep country, and I think that's fantastic. I sit here as someone who's bipartisan, right? Like, I'll never look at someone and say their style of country music is horrible. I'll never use the word like bad, right? But obviously, because I'm not in a position to tell someone what they're passionate about and their craft is not good. That's not my place. That's not fair. So I let everyone do what they want to do. That being said, I do have favorites, and traditional country music is in my favorite category, right? So what I want to know is, in a world where country music is driven by such a machine today, how do you avoid, what's, how am I looking, how do I want to say this? How do you avoid the quote unquote easy way out, right? Like, you could probably write something that is more mainstream a lot faster than you can write something that is more traditional, right? And I'm sure that it's been there and you have seen it there and you're like, okay, maybe. But you stick to your guns and you don't do that. For me, that'd be really hard, especially knowing that, like, you know, maybe it could catch on social media or whatever it might be, right? But how do
Right.
you stay disciplined to not do that?
Man, that's a great question. I think it's ingrained in me really by this point. You know, it's like a brand. I just recently wrote a song when I went up to Nashville because I was kind of scared of that, you know, just like don't fall into that. And so I wrote a song called Ain't Gonna Change Me. And I'll release it probably this next year. But it's basically saying know where your roots come from and don't forget. And it's basically like a vow to myself, you know. I think it's just I've been tempted with that before where it's like, you know, it would be so easy to just do, you know, click tracks and you know, within, you know, that realm of like the mainstream stuff. But I want to create content that I love listening to growing up, you know, and that's what I want to be like that. And if other people don't like it, no, like I don't care, and that's fine. I mean, I'm gonna do me, and if y'all love it, then great. Like I'm gonna keep doing me. I'm gonna keep doing it. So, and that's how I want to be going into this and going into the music, country music world, you know, is you know just sticking to my guns.
I respect that because that's really hard to do. And but the one thing I'll say is that all anyone's ever said, and this is not my personal advice, but this is what everyone says, right? Like all anyone's ever said is like, you don't do music, you don't get into music originally and write songs and record songs and release songs for someone else. You do it because you want to do it. And it
Yeah.
just is basically what happens is like if someone else is receptive to it, that's how, you know, it becomes a career. So at the end of the day, the root of everything that you're doing is dumb because you want to do it, not because someone else is telling you this is what you should be doing. You know what I'm saying? Now you
Yeah.
can live and die by that. That's a fact. But as long as you're sticking to your guns, I think that you really can't go in the wrong direction. So I respect it. I think it's hard to do, and I respect it.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
I think that's awesome. And you know what? I think that also the other thing that I've noticed, especially in the last few years, and we've talked about this a bunch on here, but there's definitely a shift, right? Like there's guys like you, there's guys like Hayden. Obviously, we mentioned Jake Worthington's another one of those guys, right? That's you know, living in the country music world very successfully. And but he's still making his brand under a very large name of Big
Yeah.
Loud. You know what I mean? Like
Right, yeah.
he's signed by he works with Big Loud. He signed by Big Loud and obviously they have everyone under the sun and all this different spectrum of country music, but he is allowed, or Cody too. Like they are allowed to do their brand of country music and there's nothing wrong with that. So I think that there's a world where everyone fits now. And I really like that. I think that's positive.
I think so too. Yeah, it's encouraging for guys like me, you know,
Right.
and just, you know, I think there's enough cake for everybody
I agree.
and yeah, just keep doing me.
I
So,
think that's awesome.
yeah,
Hey,
dude.
if you had three songs that you can only listen to for the rest of your life, what are those three songs? Don't ask me that question because I don't have an answer, but I'm asking
Okay, all right.
the old
Dude.
saying, I'll never ask you to do something I've never done, but I am asking you something I can't do. So go ahead.
Man. I think Daryl Singletary, Love You With the Lights On.
Yeah, man. Come on.
One. And then let's go probably Brad Paisley has to be one in there. Probably Online.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Goodness. And then probably That's the Way Love Goes, Merle Haggard.
Shoo. All right, I like it. I'm with you. Hey, Daryl Singletary hasn't been brought up on here in a really long time. He's one of my favorite voices of all time.
He's
Can we
my
talk
hero.
about him?
Oh,
Can
absolutely.
we talk? I think it's okay, right? I think it's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that Daryl Singletary is the most slept on individual that ever stepped into country music. Ever.
Agree. I agree.
Ever. God rest his soul. Ever stepped. Ever. Insane. You don't understand. You don't get it. When I was 17 years old, driving to high school, I listen to Daryl Singletary. That doesn't make sense here. Dude, I can hear my neighbor sneeze in his house. That doesn't. it does not make sense. But yeah. I'll tell you that it is. It's he's God's gift on this green earth. It's just insane.
Yeah. Well, people asked me before, like, who are your all time, you know, favorite singers? And I put Daryl Singletary above all of them, and they're like, oh my gosh, really, Daryl Singletary over, you know, Johnny Paycheck, Keith Whitley? And I'm like, yes, yeah,
I'm telling you,
Daryl Singletary.
I love his cover of Dim Lights.
Oh, dude.
Sticks,
oh, yeah.
Although I do love Vern's version too. I'm just saying, I love his version.
Yeah.
Oh man, Long Black Veil.
But when he, oh dude, oh,
K K is a, no one remembers K.
Dude, yeah, it's great. It's great.
Crazy.
Long Black Veil is dude, that's listening to that song, I'll cry every time, man.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Jesus and Bartenders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bam. Well, I'm just going. I'm looking at his catalog right now. That's why I'm looking off to the side. Jesus,
dude, that's great. I'm so glad you like him too. Dude, there's not many people that I know that, you know, listen to a lot of them. And
I think it's because you laid under the radar, right? Like, he wasn't that guy that like if Daryl Singletary in his prime walked down the street, I don't know if really unless you were like really into him, I don't know if like, you know, which is probably a good thing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, so good. Not another voice like that. Mm. Not another voice. In my opinion, the only one that comes close is Keith Whitley, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I might actually put Keith above Daryl, but I think it's like neck and neck.
Yeah.
I think it's really tough. I think they're both two of the
I think
best.
I only have Daryl first because, you know, that guy, he's my hero, man.
Yeah.
And just the way like he approached country music, the way he did it, and the way dude. Just
I think
unreal.
He did it his way, right? And like that's exactly what you want. I think that's cool.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome, dude. That's so awesome. Oh man. Daryl Singletary. That's great, dude. That's so great. You're an old soul. I love it. I love it. I don't even know what I was gonna ask you something else, but I totally forgot at this point. I was like really zoned in, and then I just totally I totally lost my train of thought. That's great. Wow. I love that. Holy crap. All right, so Daryl, Merle, that's great. Do you ever watch those videos on Facebook? I do this a lot. So I like scrolling down YouTube rabbit holes a lot, but I also find myself on Facebook, like watching those old, like, what was it? Larry Country Diners. Do you remember those videos? Or Country Reunion is a big one, right? Is that another one?
Right. Is it where they have like the little stage?
Yeah, and they sit them all around.
Yeah.
The guys will like toss songs back and forth, and they Daryl's in one of them. There's another one with like Vince Gill singing "The Key to Life." There's like a ton of them,
and
I just scroll through them.
Too.
Yeah, Pinney. I just scroll through them.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, there's some good
great.
Stuff in there. Do you
they're
ever
great.
Do that? Do you ever like scroll down cover rabbit holes and just like watch people sing songs?
Yeah, all the time.
That's
All the
awesome.
time.
It's like my favorite thing.
It's mainly Daryl Singletary, but. But yeah, you find and Mo Pitney, he did one cover on there. It was like what was it? Some Angels. I'm talking about.
Yeah. I think I shared it on Facebook like a week ago. Didn't you like release a version of it too?
Borrowed Angel.
Yes.
Yes.
That's great.
Dude. If you haven't listened to that cover, you should go check that one out.
What about his version of Jonas?
I haven't heard that one.
No, you should go listen to it. It's on his
album. Mo Pitney?
Yeah, 2020 album. You should go listen to it.
Okay.
It's good. It's pretty good. Really good, actually. No, I love doing that stuff. I think that's great for just like, I don't know. I just think that stuff is like really, because like, maybe for me at least, right? Like, you know, like I have friends that are into all this other stuff, right? And I have friends that are into music too, but it's kind of cool to just like dive into, you know, what some of my heroes were doing when I wasn't paying attention, you know what I mean? Or like when I wasn't born for that matter.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And just to like hear the type of music they played and to kind of compare that to what's going on today. And I think it's really good when you hear stuff like that, but then you hear modern day stuff of guys like trying to do it. Another good guy that we haven't talked about yet, Zach Top. That's another guy that's like doing the old soul thing. That I think is larger than life, and people just don't know him yet. And I think
he's gonna be He's gonna be huge, I think, man.
Can I blow my own horn right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Yes, do
I'm
it.
just going to. I so years a couple years ago, Zach put out a cover on TikTok of like some, I forgot what he was singing. I think he was singing The Ones I Loved Back Then by George Jones. I think that's what it was. And I was floored by it. I was like, oh my God, who is this guy? So I text or I DM'd him. I was like, dude, I host this podcast, man. I like kind of gassed myself up a little bit. I like gave like right. And I was like, dude, I host this podcast. Like, would love to have you on. Think you have a great sound, right? Thinking he needed any help, which he did not, right? I did not. He did not need my help. He really just did not. But anyway, excuse me. He said, yeah, right. So we sat down and we talked. And then after we talked, there's like all these other little pages, right, that like post people's music and stuff. And they texted me like, oh my God, who's this Zach Top guy? Like, who is this guy? And I'm like, oh, he's great. Like, you need to listen to him. And now he's like larger than life,
Oh, dude.
but he was
Yeah.
here first. And that for me,
Oh,
cool. But he was here first. I'm a big fan of him, man. I'm a
great,
big
man.
fan of him.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. He's awesome.
I just think that the tables that are turning is really important, especially for the genre, right? Like for guys like you, for guys like Braden Jameson, another young guy, right? Like all these guys that are trying to just play the music they love because that's what they grew up listening to. There's room for it all. There's room for it all. You know what I mean? Jake Worthington can be on a song with Morgan Wallen if we really want it to be. Maybe it's not my favorite. I'm just saying they could be on a song together if we really wanted it to happen. And there's room for it all. So I just think it's fantastic. Dude, what is next, right? So you have these two songs out that came out. Bring the Rain came out in August, right? Am I making that up? August. And
You are.
then Hold the Bottle came out in March. So we're currently in December and we're about to hit 2024. You put out a record in 2019. You did that. It's fantastic. You've matured immensely. These two songs are significantly more mature than the record. Not saying it's a bad thing or a bad thing, but you're supposed to do that. You want
I
that.
agree with you.
Now, what is your plan for 2024 going forward?
Man, to hit the studio.
Nice.
Hit the studio and working on my sophomore album.
Cool.
And also got another single that I'll be releasing here in a couple months. So
Nice.
that I recorded along with these past two.
Cool.
So I'm excited to release that. It's more of a like just a all around like Texas like country vibe. Gives off a lot of Kojo vibes, and I'm excited to release it. But yeah,
Is it hard for you
definitely.
to hang on to stuff like that and not put it out and not, because for me, like if I have it, I want it out there.
Well, it's man, yeah. I mean, I'll hold on to it because you know
You have
every
to.
song I write and record, it's like my baby, and
Yeah.
so you know you want it to do well.
Yeah.
You want it to do well, and I think I'm scared of like it not getting the love that I think
Yeah,
that
you
it
got to give it a
deserves. You
chance,
know,
right?
putting all the time and effort into it, but you know, I that's not a way to think or a healthy way to think for me. And so
I agree.
yeah. And so I right now I'm focusing on mainly just putting out content, you know, putting out music. And yeah, so that's here what I'm about to do in a couple months and hitting the studio again, man. So super excited.
So
Yeah, I have
you
a
that, that I think that's incredible because I can't wait for more music from you. I think that you're young talent. I think you're great. So I'm just really excited to hear what you
Thanks,
got.
man.
I think that's great, man. I think it's awesome. So you're married, right? Which
I
is
am,
wild
yeah.
because I'm I love my girlfriend very much and she loves me, but I'm like, damn, I don't know. I'm not ready. I got a lot of life to figure out, right? So
Dude, the average married age is like what, 27, 28 now?
yeah, and it's probably
You've
gone
got a
up in the
few
last 5 years anyway, right? You
years.
know what I mean? It's probably has. I think my
Probably.
parents got married at 27, so that's kind of where it's kind of where I'm banking my
Okay.
chips there. Does she also love country music?
Oh yeah,
Okay,
she does.
that's good.
But I don't think she loved it as much when before we were dating.
How it
And
always
so
is, man. It's how it
kind of
always
brought her
is.
into there.
It's how it always is. I'm telling you, I'll tell you that for free. How it always goes. It's okay. They tell you're into it. They're into it, and then they like at some point after a few months, they like start to tell you that they're not, and then you get them. Then the bug bites them and they go, whoop.
Right.
So who are her some of her favorites?
Oh, goodness. Man, I think well, Zach Top and Drake Milligan, we
Cool,
listen to
dude.
those all the time.
Drake's song, I Got a Problem, is great, man.
Oh yeah.
So
Yeah. And that extended version. I don't know if he ever released it, but did you hear that? What he
the
did
extended
on
version?
AGT?
No, I didn't.
Drake Milligan? Oh, dude. Yeah, you should go check it out. He extended a little bit and has a little pre-song little
No way.
interlude. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's cool. I love interludes. Interludes are
But oh
great.
yeah. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I think she likes Zach and Drake. A lot of the younger country artists, you know, because she knows a lot of them like through me, and
Right.
so listens to a lot of
Nice. Is
those
she
guys.
musically talented or no?
No, I think she can carry a little tune though, but she says she
In
can't.
the shower, huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's what I
Yeah.
do. In the shower and in the car, I can sell a stadium. So that's how it goes.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I think it's great that you guys have that passion for something, and because obviously it drives your life. So it's good that she also loves
Absolutely.
it at the
Yeah.
time. And
Yeah.
to have that support system at such a young age is
Dude.
so important too.
It's wouldn't have it any other way, man. She works remote for a company, you know, and so it allows us to travel together to
Nice.
gigs and stuff, and we're both at home a lot, you know, me doing music during the weeks, you know, I'm home, she's home, and it's been really cool and really just a
So
blessing to have
cool.
her and also working, you know, to
Yeah.
help me in my career too. So it's just couldn't ask for anything better, man.
That's so great, man. That's so awesome. I think it's really great to have that strong foundation. And it's super cool that you're that young and you have that. You know, there's so many guys out there that are looking for that. And you know what I mean? So, but it's cool to
Yeah.
have that and have that support system. And you know, like obviously you're 23 years old. There's so much life to live and you're going to learn so many lessons. And it's cool to learn those lessons with someone else. I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
That's awesome, dude.
Absolutely. Yeah.
David, dude, it was so good to get to know you and get to meet you. And I love your music and I love everything about you. And I love that you're a Daryl Singletary fan. I love that you're an old
Oh,
country
dude.
music fan. I love that
Absolutely.
that's something you're actually passionate about and you don't just pretend to be passionate about it. I love your sound. I love everything you got going on. And I think that the sky's the limit and you're not even close to the roof yet. So just keep on pushing, man. Keep
I
going.
appreciate that, man.
Of course.
Appreciate it. Dude, it was a blast getting to talk to you, man. And thank you for having me on here, dude.
Of course, man. Anytime you want to come back, let me know. You ever want to, when you go to release a song or release a few more
Yeah.
songs, whatever you want to come hang out, I always welcome back
Yeah,
as long as
dude.
I'm not too crazy for you. If you want to come back
Oh,
talking, or I talk too fast, is the other big thing being from,
yeah.
right? It's like I always think about it. I'm like, man, am I talking way too fast? Which usually is the case. Because if I'm catching my breath at the end of the sentence, I'm like, I should not be talking.
Yeah, if I'm out of wind, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I appreciate it, dude. You're great.
Oh, absolutely.
Keep up the good work. Everybody, go follow David on Instagram.
David Landers Lewis.
Thank you. David Landers Lewis. I don't have my
Lander.
glasses on and I'm having a really hard time reading. Should probably put them
You're
on.
good.
At David Landers Lewis, all one word. Go stand up, go check out the music announcements and show announcements if you're in the area and where he's going to be going and when songs are going to come out and all content, all that good stuff. It's all there. You can go on his website as well. And new music's on the way. New music is on the way. Bring the Rain is out now. That's the newest song. It's fantastic. If you love slow, gut-wrenching country songs, this one is for you. It's for me. It's probably going to be for you too. I'm just looking forward to everything he's got going. He's got a great career come in his hands right now and you know going forward. So thank you for tuning in. Remember to rate, subscribe, give us 5 stars if you love the episode, and follow us on Instagram at RCM underscore podcast. New episodes come out every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, wherever you listen to pods, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. It's all there. thank you for tuning in. I'm Kyle Corvus. That's David Lewis. We'll see you next week. Peace out.
Thanks, man.